In the name of Jesus, amen. Our gospel reading today is the story of the prodigal son. It's one of the most popular stories or parables of Jesus. In the 15th chapter of Luke, the Gospel of Luke, Jesus presents three parables or stories about being lost and found. There's the story of the lost sheep, there's the story of the lost coin, and there's the story now of the lost son.
我们今日的福音呢，读经系浪子嘅故事。这个故事呢，系大家好多都认识，而且非常受欢迎嘅。系耶稣故事嘅预言之一。喺路加福音第十五章里边，耶稣讲咗三个关于失去、迷失，而且再寻回嘅比喻。有一个迷失嘅羊嘅故事啦，佢迷失咗，又俾仆人揾翻；丢失咗嘅烂币钱币嘅故事啦。
The word prodigal has two meanings, reckless spending and giving lavishly and graciously. We see both recklessness and lavish giving in our gospel reading today.
浪子这个词呢，有两层的意义的。
Jesus says a man has two sons. The younger of them says to his father, "Father, give me the share of the property, you could say the profit, that's coming to me." And he divided his property between them. The younger son demands his inheritance now. He can't wait until his father dies. In a sense, right? He's saying to dad, "You're dead to me." His inheritance or money is more important than his relationship with his own father.
耶稣呢，讲到有一个人有两个儿子，小儿子呢，就对父亲话：父亲，请你把我应得的家业分给我。 他父亲就把产业分俾佢哋，小儿子而家要求咧系要继承父亲嘅遗产，佢咧已经等唔切，等佢父亲去世。喺某个程度上嚟讲咧，佢而家好似话对佢嚟讲，父亲咧已经去世啦，已经死咗啦。佢嘅遗产咧同埋佢嘅金钱咧，对佢嚟讲，父亲嘅遗产金钱对佢嚟讲，比父亲同佢之间嘅关系系更加嘅重要。
Here at the beginning of Jesus' story of the prodigal son, we see both reckless and lavish giving. The father recklessly, generously gives both of his sons his property and inheritance. All that the father has is now with his sons, including to this reckless son who acts as if his gracious father is dead to him.
我哋睇到一个不计后果同埋奢侈浪费嘅行为，父亲不顾一切，好慷慨嘅将自己嘅财产完全嘅系分配俾佢呢两个儿子。父亲拥有嘅一切咧，而家都俾晒佢哋，包括对呢个老亡嘅儿子，呢个细嘅儿子。佢嘅表现咧就好似佢呢个细嘅儿子咧，就好似对佢父亲呢个好慷慨嘅父亲已经去世嘅一样。
Not many days later, Jesus says, the younger son, who's a reckless one, gathered all he had, went on a journey of recklessness, no surprise, and there he squandered his property in reckless living. Here we see the reckless and prodigal son, wasteful, so wasteful and reckless with what his father recklessly and generously gave to him.
在远方去了，在那里任意放荡，浪费资财。佢将佢父亲俾嘅所有嘅嘢咧，都好鲁莽嘅，好离谱嘅，完全都浪费晒。Jesus
continues the story. When he, the prodigal and reckless son, no surprise, spends everything because he's reckless. A severe famine arose in that country. He began to be in need. He went and hired himself to one of the citizens of that foreign country, who sent him to the fields to feed pigs. He was longing to be fed with the pods that the pigs ate. He didn't get anything.
耶稣就说他这样说, 既耗尽了一切所有的, 又遇着那地方大遭饥荒, 就穷苦起来, 于是去投靠那地方这个人, 那人打发他到田里去放猪, 他恨不得把猪所吃的旧鸡也吃，充饥食了, 但是没有人给他。
Jesus goes on to say, but when this prodigal and reckless son, he came to himself finally, he says, how many of my father's hired servants have more than enough bread? But here I am in hunger. I'll arise. I'll go to my father. I'll say to him, Father, I've sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired hands. And he arose. And he was off to his father.
耶稣继续说在这个福音里面，他说他醒悟过来就说，我父亲有多少的故宫，口粮有余，我都在这里饿死么？我要起来到我父亲那里去向他说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子，把我当作一个故宫吧。跟着他就回去找他的父亲了。
Oh, that reckless and prodigal son. He's in the mud and mire of his own making, his own sin and shame. No one to blame but himself. He sinned against heaven and on earth. He's no longer worthy to be called his father's son. He's brought only dishonor on himself and on his family.
这个鲁莽的浪子，因为他自己的罪恶和耻辱，而深陷泥土里面，他犯了天地的罪孽。
The prodigal and reckless and shameful son, no longer a son but a servant, a hired hand of his father. This is where the story ends, right? Life, after all, is about consequences for our actions. You mess up, you pay. The prodigal son messes up, he pays. He's gotten what he deserves. This is justice. This is right. This is the way the world works.
而这个浪费的浪子可耻的儿子，现在是不是应该已经不是儿子，而是他父亲有仆人，一个故宫，故事到这里就应该结束呢？是不是呢？但是，而且生活就是要为我们自己行为去承担后果。你搞弯了一些东西，你搞错了一些东西，你付出代价。 这个浪子他的鲁莽的行为是应该得到他应得的惩罚的。这个就是正义，这个就是对的。在这个世界，这个就是这样去运转的方式。
Well, this is not how God our Father works or acts towards us. Not with punishment, but with mercy and grace. And Jesus says something next which is truly remarkable and truly prodigal, truly reckless. It's one thing for the prodigal and reckless son to get recompense and the justice he so duly deserves. It's entirely another thing, an extraordinary thing, to have his father be prodigal and reckless again in mercy and grace.
而且似乎是一些很鲁莽的说话。浪子回头是他鲁莽的行为得到应有的报应呢，公正呢是一回事。但是他的父亲在怜悯和恩惠中是如此的慷慨，甚至好像挥霍无度呢，又是另一回事。这个是一个非常不寻常的事情。
And just to stress the extraordinary point, Jesus says something which would have been otherworldly in his first century context, right? While he was still a long way off, the father sees that son of his who has brought shame on his family and on his name, and he sees him. He feels compassion. He runs to him. He embraces him. He kisses him lavishly. Prodigal grace. The hearers of Jesus' day know that the rich and respected father would send a servant for such an action like that, not to run to others. That's what other people do. They have others run for them, but not this one, not this son. To see a father who has been so wrong and mistreated by a son so recklessly run to that same sinful son, that actually would be downright shameful. That actually would be just shocking.
耶稣话：当呢个父亲见到呢一个儿子，呢个挥霍无度嘅儿子翻嚟嘅时候，相离还远，他父亲看见就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。耶稣时代的听众都知道，富有者受人尊敬的父亲是不会向别人求助的。他们让其他人替，如果让其他人替他去接受呢个儿子，看到呢个儿子如此被虐待、冤枉同埋被受到耻辱嘅父亲，系咁鲁莽去跑去接受呢个有罪嘅儿子，真系令到人觉得系彻头彻尾嘅耻辱，系令人震惊。
The father sees and feels. When he sees, he feels compassion for his lost son. He runs, he embraces, he kisses him. The wrong father loves his son, loves him recklessly and lavishly and generously.
当个父亲见到佢失去嘅儿子，对佢感到怜悯，佢跑过去拥抱佢，亲吻佢。呢个受委屈嘅父亲见到佢失去嘅儿子，不顾一切。是非常慷慨的去爱他。
And the son says to him quite rightly, Father, I've sinned against you, he confesses, and against heaven, I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. The son confesses his sin and shame directly to his father. And before, if you notice the details, before that son can say anything more, before the pain of guilt and shame overcomes him, the father says to his servants, take off that shame, put on that ring, put on that robe, put on those shoes, put on your relationship with me again, bring the fatted calf, kill it, let's feast, let's celebrate. My son was dead. He's alive again. He's restored. He was lost. He is found.
咁喺福音里边咧，继续咁讲，父亲睇到佢失去嘅儿子咧，就系感到系慈悲怜悯，佢跑过去拥抱佢，亲吻佢。受委屈嘅儿子去受委屈嘅父亲咧，失去嘅儿子不顾一切去爱佢。而呢个儿子咧就话：父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子。父亲就吩咐仆人说：把那上好的袍子快拿过来给他穿。把戒指戴在他指头上，把鞋穿在他的脚上，把那肥牛肉牵落宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐，因为我的儿子是死而复生，失而又得的。
It's Lent, a time to hear this story again this year. It's a season to realize and confess before heaven, before earth, our reckless, our prodigal ways of sin, our selfishness. We're sons and daughters of God, are we not? We are made children of God by our baptism into Christ, drinking the same Spirit. We inherit all that the Father has. He gives to us. He clothes us with His righteousness, His power, His mercy, His forgiveness. Grace upon grace, lavishly given to us, as the Scriptures say. We have everything from our Heavenly Father. And what do we often do? We demand more. We ignore it. We take it for granted. We even act at times that God our Father, if we're honest, is dead to us, at least on Monday and Tuesday, that what He gives is really just ours.
现在是预苦期，是一个认识和忏悔我们鲁莽和挥霍的罪恶和自私的行为的节期。我们是上帝的儿女，藉着受洗归入基督，我们成为上帝的儿女。上帝是我们的父亲，他创造了我们，并且赐给我们一份又一份的礼物，一份又一份的恩典。我们在天父那里得到一切，但我们要求要更加的多。我们有时甚至表现到好像天父对我来讲呢已经死了一样，他所比喻的所有呢，我们自以为应该是我们的。
We confess we're sons and daughters of God. We've sinned against heaven and against our Heavenly Father by our selfishness here on earth, the earth God gives to us. And that's where we hear again in God's Word, in our reckless and selfish ways, this extraordinary refrain of Lent. Jesus puts it in story form, but here it is: return to the Lord your God, for He is gracious and merciful. He is slow to anger. He is abounding in steadfast love.
我哋承认我哋系上帝儿女，但我哋喺上帝俾我哋喺地上自私嘅行为，对天堂同埋我哋嘅天父咧系犯咗罪。就喺呢个时候，佢再次从上帝话语里边，从我哋嘅鲁莽同埋自私嘅行为里边，睇到如苦其呢个非嘅非凡。归向耶和华你的上帝，因为他有恩典，有怜悯，不轻易发怒，且有丰盛的慈爱。
Lent is a time, like with the prodigal and lost son, to come to our senses, to return, even in our sin and shame and selfish ways, to the Lord our God, who is reckless and prodigal in grace for us. God our Father sees and feels compassion for us. He runs to us again and again with his grace and mercy in his word given daily for us. The Lord is gracious, that word, right, of God, and merciful, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love.
而苦期呢，就好似浪子回头的时光，是等我们恢复理智，即使带着罪孽、耻辱和自私，亦都要回到我们仁慈和慈悲的天父上帝身边。天父看到我们，并且是怜悯我们，他带着他的恩典和慈悲向我们奔向我们，并用他的话语拥抱我们，又说有恩典，有怜悯，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱。
Our Heavenly Father is reckless and lavish and generous in grace and mercy for us. But that's not where the story ends, is it? In our gospel reading today, Jesus goes on to say this. Now his older son was in the field. As he came near and drew to the house, he heard music and dancing. He called to one of the servants and asked him what these things meant. He said to him, "Your brother has come back. Your father has killed the fatted calf because he has received him back safe and sound." And the other son was angry and refused to go in.
我们的天父对我们所赐予的恩典和怜悯呢，是 无限的，是慷慨的。耶稣所讲的故事呢，亦都未有结束。在我们今天的福音里面，耶稣继续说，那时大儿子正在田里，他回来快到家的时候，听见作乐跳舞的声音，他就叫一个仆人来问是什么意思。仆人说，你弟兄来了，你父亲因为他无灾无难地回来，是把肥牛逐宰了，他就生气不肯进去。
Hey, the older son, he knows where this story should end. His younger and reckless son getting what he deserves. That's how things work. You do wrong, you pay. It's shameful what his little brother did. He brings shame and dishonor to the family.
因为大儿子呢，他觉得他是知道这个故事是应该怎样去结局的。他这个鲁莽的弟弟呢，是应该得到应有的惩罚。你做错事，你就要付出代价。这个弟弟的所作所为呢，是非常之可耻的。他而且为家族呢，带来了耻辱。
Lent, right, a time to confess we're stingy with God's grace and his reckless mercy. The younger brother, we sin and sin more, reckless in selfishness to God our Father. But Jesus goes on, we're also the older brother too, are we not? When others sin, we're cheap with forgiveness. We withhold compassion. We prefer to hold grudges. We prefer punishment. We struggle and even outright refuse to have compassion on those who wrong us, even those in our own family of faith.
现在是正值如苦期的时候，是忏悔我们是多么吝啬上帝的恩惠和怜悯的时候。我们呢是弟弟，我们犯罪，并且呢是犯了很多的罪，对我们的天父上帝呢是完全是不是吝啬他给我们的恩惠的和怜悯的。而我们也都是哥哥，当别人犯罪的时候，我们对于宽恕呢是非常之吝啬，不舍得比喻的。我们不愿比喻任何的同情或者慈悲，亦都喜欢去惩罚。我们在这里挣扎，甚至完全拒绝去怜悯那些冤枉，或者去同情那些冤枉我们的人，即使是那些我们信仰家庭里面的人。
Older son, younger son, two sides of the same sinner, are they not? And what does the father do to all the sin in this story? He returns to the young son, and he returns to the old son with grace and mercy and steadfast love. His father came out and treats him, ran to the first and treats the second. He answered his father, look, these many years I've served you. I've never disobeyed your command. You never gave me a young goat that I might celebrate with my friends. The older son demands justice. And what does the father give? Mercy.
两个都是不值得原谅的。咁但系呢个父亲点样呢？佢对两个儿子都系俾出佢最大嘅爱，佢嘅慈悲同埋佢嘅怜悯，同埋佢嘅坚定嘅爱。佢父亲呢甚至出嚟去劝佢呢个大儿子，但系佢个大儿子点样同佢父亲讲呢？大儿子对父亲说：我那时侍服你那么多年，你从来没有，亦都从来没有违背过你的命。你并没有拿一只山羔羊，叫我和朋友来一起快乐。大儿子要求父亲，他认为这个才是公义，这个才是父亲的给他的慈爱。
Our sins demand the justice of God, and God our Father gives us the mercy of His own Son, Jesus. The story Jesus tells ends with these words of reckless and generous and lavish grace. When this son of yours came, you've divided your property with prostitutes, you killed a fatted calf for him, and the Father, who has the last word, says, Son, you are always with me. All that is mine is yours. It was fitting. Good, right, salutary that we should celebrate and be glad. This brother was dead. He's alive. He's lost and he is found.
我们的罪是需要上帝的公义来惩罚。天父上帝，但是天父上帝赐给我们的儿子耶稣，给我们的怜悯。耶稣所讲述的故事，以这句充满鲁莽、慷慨和奢华的恩典的说话来结束。在福音里面这样讲，但你这个儿子和这个大儿子这样讲，但你这个儿子和娼妓吞尽了你的产业，他一回来了，你就为他栽了肥牛族。父亲对他说，儿啊，你常和我同在，我一切所有的都是你的，只是你这个兄弟是死而复得，生而又得的，所以我们理当欢喜快乐。
The word prodigal, right, has two meanings, reckless spending and giving lavishly, recklessly, generously. Both of these meanings here, reckless spending, lavish giving, they all meet in one son, Jesus. He's the chosen and loved son of our Heavenly Father. Jesus, God's beloved son, he doesn't just tell a good story with a twist. He lives out this story through his death and resurrection.
浪子呢个词咧有两层嘅意思，挥霍无度同埋慷慨大方呢两种嘅意义，不计后果嘅消费同埋慷慨嘅捐赠，都喺我哋天父所拣选同埋所爱嘅儿子耶稣嘅身上系体现咗。耶稣上帝爱子唔单止系讲咗一个关于天一关于父子嘅故事，耶稣佢自己就系喺呢个故事嘅里边。
Jesus, God's Son, God from God, light from light. As Scripture says, Philippians, He empties Himself of the Father's riches and glory. He takes the form of a servant in the muck and mire of our sin. He who was perfect and had everything becomes nothing, who becomes sin for our sin, endures the pain and shame of the cross for our salvation. And there at the cross, right in the agony of this reckless sin and anger, Jesus, the Son of God, is forsaken and abandoned by His own Father, God, His Heavenly Father. He cries out from the cross alone, my God, why have you forsaken me? Jesus is forsaken, right? For whom? For you. For me. To make us sons and daughters of God. For our salvation. For our restoration to God, our Heavenly Father.
耶稣上帝儿子是出于 上帝真神为真神，出于光而为光，放弃了他自我，化身为奴仆。耶稣本身是完美的，他拥有天父所赐给他一切，他亦都没有罪，但是成为了我们的罪，为我们忍受了在十字架上面的痛苦和耻辱，为了我们的救赎，就在十字架上面为我们老母犯罪的痛苦里面，儿子耶稣被他父亲上帝所离弃，耶稣在十字架上面大喊：我的上帝，你为什么要离弃我？耶稣为了我们而觉得被离弃，为了我们的救赎，为了等我们可以回到上帝的身边。
Jesus dies and rises, ascends in triumph back to the Heavenly Father. God our Father highly exalts him, has run to him with all honor and praise, his beloved and obedient Son, Jesus. That in and by and through the name of Jesus, all who call on this name will be saved. Jesus is that lost Son, the crucified one, who is found, the risen Lord, who is, who lives. In Jesus, there's forgiveness, life, and salvation. In Jesus, we have the reckless mercy and grace of God, abounding in steadfast love.
耶稣死而复生，并且凯旋胜利的升天，回到天父的身边。我们的天父是赞扬他，他深爱的愿服从他的儿子耶稣。这个是依靠并且藉着耶稣的名，因为凡呼求他的就必得救。耶稣是失而复得的儿子，被钉在十字架上面，后来被滚了回来，被找到，成为复活的主。在耶稣里面有罪孽和宽恕，生命和救赎。在耶稣的身上，我们看到主的怜悯和恩典，以及丰盛的坚定的爱。
Hey, it's fitting to celebrate and be glad. It's right and proper. This, our brother, our Savior Jesus, he was dead, he's alive, he was lost, he's found. We'll celebrate that finding today, won't we? Where he finds us. We'll receive his body and blood in mercy and forgiveness. Reckless and selfish sinners yet we are, we'll kneel in humility, and he'll restore us in mercy and grace. At communion, we receive again the reckless and lavish and generous love of God through His Son Jesus.
咁而實在真係值得慶祝同埋高興咧，係因為你哋嘅弟兄，我哋嘅救世主耶穌已經死了，而家仲活着，佢失而復得。今日我哋將慶祝我哋嘅主，並接受佢為咗我哋嘅憐憫同埋寬恕而賜予佢嘅身體同埋佢嘅血。我哋呢啲鲁莽同埋自私嘅罪人，喺圣餐嘅时候，我哋要谦卑嘅跪低，再次接受上帝所俾到我哋呢个奢华同埋慷慨嘅爱。
阿门。
阿门。